welcome you to a special one-time CORE volunteer training specifically aimed at the November conference and lobby days that are coming right up here in just a couple weeks. So as you may know, CORE volunteer training is a weekly webinar program of the Citizens Climate Lobby that provides CCL supporters, especially new and newer volunteers, access to training opportunities on topics relating to climate change and effective climate advocacy. I am your host, Tamara Staten, and I am CCL's Education and Resilience Coordinator, and I am super glad to have you here. Are you curious about what to expect when you attend either CCL's virtual November conference or our lobby days? Because if you are, then you've definitely come to the right place. We get to hear from Amy Bennett, CCL's Director of Congressional Liaisons and Lobby Days, for the first half of the call to focus on CCL's lobby day procedures and questions. And then for the second half of the call, we get to hear from National Events Manager Allison Kubisco to review the online conference details and related Q&A. Allison Kubisco, as I mentioned, is our National Events Manager, and she started with CCE and CCL in 2015 through an internship with CCL's Marketing and Events Manager, helping with the coordination of the International Conference and November Lobby Days. As the National Events Manager, Allison continues to support the organization of CCE and CCL's DC conferences. And along with marketing and volunteer teams, she helps develop resources that volunteers use in the field. And as Director of Congressional Liaisons and Lobby Days, Amy Bennett provides training and support to volunteer liaisons as they build relationships with congressional offices and help representatives move up the ladder of support for effective legislative action. She is responsible for organizing CCL's Lobby Days in Washington, D.C., including mentoring liaisons on how to schedule and organize congressional meetings and to maintain productive dialogues throughout the year. So our agenda is pretty straightforward this evening. We're going to dive in with CCL November Lobby Days overview, follow that up with some Q&A. Then we will talk about CCL conference overview, and then we'll have more Q&A. And with that, Amy, take it away.
Well, I'm super excited to be here and share with you how cool and exciting lobby days are. They are they're our chance to actually speak with our elected representatives or oftentimes the staffers in the office. I get a little bit nervous each time before, but it's really exciting. And hopefully, you know, you can get involved. These coming lobby days are going to be virtual, which makes it really, really easy for people to join via Zoom from no matter where they are. And hopefully next June, we'll be going in person again and we'll see each other in DC. So what our role is we meet with members of Congress to move them up the ladder of support for carbon pricing. And we do this by being prepared. We work on building a trusting relationship with our member and their staff. And we really work on our listening skills and helping the member and the staff feel comfortable so that they will trust us and they will share information with us. And so about participating in lobby meetings, we would suggest if you have not already started talking to your group leader or your liaison that's in your chapter, you want to check in with them. If you don't know who they are, check in with your state or regional coordinator. I'm going to put that in the chat right now. And they can help you reach out to the people who are coordinating that lobby team. Usually, that is the group leader working with the liaison, the congressional liaison, who's the designated person who works directly with the member's office, either House or Senate. We have designated liaisons for the House and designated liaisons for the Senate. And you're going to want to find out what's going on with the meeting agenda and what are the goals of this particular meeting and what are the roles that are going to, what participants are going to have what roles. You're also going to want to participate in practice sessions. That's really helpful for a successful meeting that you get to rehearse it once. And also to be able to know what the agenda is, because that tends to lead to a very successful meeting, especially on Zoom, because it's a little harder to know who's going to be talking when. So if you have an agenda, it's much, much easier to go along with the flow. Now, our appointment set, that is actually what I work with primary liaisons. We have liaisons and co-liaisons, and one liaison is assigned to actually request the meeting with a member of Congress. And of course, as I mentioned, we're requesting virtual meetings this year. That's sometimes Zoom, that's sometimes a phone conference line or kind of a combination, or some other platform like Skype, or Skype has the Microsoft Teams as well. And just so you know, sometimes you might want to be on a lobby team, but the appointment setter may not get the meeting set up until very late. As much as I wish setting an appointment with a member of Congress or their staff was as easy as calling up the person who cuts your hair and getting an appointment for that, it's a little bit trickier. So it takes some back and forth. And members and staffers are super busy right now. During this whole process of reconciliation, this process is happening in Washington right now with they're putting together a very large bill. The staffers are very busy, and some of these offices cannot really get back to us to set up a time until we're very, very close to that date. So indeed, you might be rehearsing getting into before you even get the lobby meeting set up. Okay. And the actual process for planning a meeting, generally speaking, you know, that starts possibly, you know, well before now. We're in your chapter meetings, you're talking with your group about what your knowledge and what your contributions are and what your ideas are to what should be done to move your member up the ladder of support. So we try to be as collaborative as possible. So check in with your chapter and during your next chapter meeting, and maybe this happened at your last chapter meeting, you were sharing ideas of what you felt were the most important things to have happen in the meeting. And those ideas get formed into that meeting plan. We actually have a meeting plan template for new liaisons and new groups to use that kind of makes it simple, kind of fill in the answers to questions, and it makes it really easy. Groups that have been working on this for a longer time may be a little bit more advanced in planning their agendas. But again, wherever your member is, we try to meet them where they're at and see what steps we can ask them to take to get closer to pricing carbon. And that's our goal now, is to have them supportive of carbon pricing. That agenda as well has very specific roles, and sometimes you'll take on the role as someone who's taking meeting minutes, someone who is actually having the speaking part of making the ask. Everybody tends to be part of the discussion. So there's various roles that you can take. And again, the rehearsals are so, so helpful. Actually, to me, they really help get over a little bit of that nervous edge, like, okay, I've said this once before. That's going to make it that much easier when I'm in the meeting. Now, if you were a longtime CCLer, you'll know that we used to send out meeting schedules in advance. So if you registered to go to Washington, D.C. and registered to lobby, there would be this actually a computer program that would put together lobby teams with the inputs of group leaders and liaisons and state coordinators and everyone. But when we do virtual meetings, we don't have that. So that's why I'm just reminding you all to check in with your chapter leader, the liaison. And if you don't know who that is, check the chat there. And I have the link to find out who your state coordinator or regional coordinator is. And again, our very top priority for this, these meetings coming up, this is November 15th through the 19th. So conference is Saturday and Sunday, and then our lobby meetings are either Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. And so the actual goals of those meetings for the Democrats is to include a price on carbon in this reconciliation process, which is, again, this process. It's actually a rather partisan process. It's just the Democrats that are involved. It's not a unique thing, but it's not regular order for passing a bill. It's a special situation where you only need 50 votes in the Senate to get it passed. This is what's called reconciliation. And so the Democrats is where it's at for this round. And so we're asking the Democratic offices to to support a carbon price in the reconciliation package. And then for Republicans, we are going to them to discuss climate provisions that are under consideration just in general. But we are going to be having Danny Richter give two different Thursday night webinars. And he's really waiting until the last minute because things are so dynamic in Washington right now. If you've been watching the news, they're discussing what's in, what's out, who's got a concern here, who's got a concern there. Hold your arms up high. It's a roller coaster ride. So these two trainings, Danny Richter, our Vice President of Government Affairs, is going to be telling us what the primary asks are and what the secondary asks are. And we expect that the supporting asks for Republican offices are going to be the ones that are going to be of particular interest if your member of Congress is a Republican. And then he is going to tell us on these two Thursday night webinars what the more targeted plan is. So I'd love to give you more information, but because this is so dynamic, we'll be waiting for those two webinars other than what I'm mentioning here at the top of this slide. And do take a note of that. Those webinars are going to be, they're posted in community under training. And it's again, the 28th of October and the 4th of November. Those are Thursday night webinars. They start at 5 o'clock Pacific time, 8 o'clock Eastern time. And they're usually an hour. I think once Danny had it scheduled for longer than that, but definitely mark your calendar for that. And what is one of the key things that we do in meetings is we ask open-ended questions. One of the ways to get information and share information and really understand where your member is at, as you recall, I said, we meet them where they're at. You know, we want them to be in a certain place, but democracy is all about compromises and all about, you know, figuring out where we can find that common ground. So open-ended questions, and then leaving time for them to fully answer is like a key element of what we do. So here are just a few. How can CCL improve how we work with your office? This is a really, really good question. If you feel like, maybe there's a better way of just working with this office. This is actually a very personal, you know, kind of a question. Like what could we do better? What do you need? Another question might be, how can we help build political will for action on climate and carbon pricing in the district? They may have some very specific ideas on that. Who should we be listening to and talking to in the district or state? That probably is going to get a more specific answer. It's a little less open-ended than the others. And then here's a good one. Do you see any particular opportunities or challenges ahead in building support for climate-oriented policy in, well, that should be 2022. I should probably change that, right? But we're wanting to get their feel for what's important to them. Again, if they're a Democrat, we're hoping that they're going to agree to carbon pricing, such as the carbon fee and dividend concept. But for a Republican office, we might expect some ideas from them on innovation, on carbon capture, on different things. So it's really good to get an idea of what's in their mind and why they're thinking that, so that we can then have a deeper conversation about the merits of one type of thing over another. Each legislator is in a different place. And each part of the country is very, very unique. So getting to know your member is really key.
Thanks for being here, Amy, and for your preparations. Good night.
Bye.
All right, Allison, the floor is yours.
Awesome. Thanks, Tamara. Hi, everyone. It's nice to meet you or see some familiar faces. I'm really excited to give you a little peek at what we have planned for our November virtual conference, which is called Grit and Gratitude, Celebrating a Banner Year and Rising to the Next Challenge. Our virtual conference is Saturday, November 13th, and it starts at 1 p.m. Eastern. We also have an additional day of seminars on November 14th. Those will also start at 1 p.m. Eastern, and I'll go over some more details about those in a little bit. If you haven't had a chance to register for the conference yet, please do. And by the end of this talk, I'm sure you'll want to register and attend. So you can go to cclusa.org/November, and that will bring you to our conference webpage where you can find some of the details that I'm reviewing today, and that's where you can go to register. It's really important that you register so that we know how many people to expect and so that you're also on our list to get the reminders and updates leading up to the conference. So you'll get the details on how to log in and just some other reminders so that you'll be ready to go on November 13th. So the main goals of our conference this year, the first one is to celebrate all the hard work of our volunteers that you put in this year. We're still braving a pandemic, but our volunteers never stopped. We asked a lot of you this year through the Contact Congress and the White House campaigns, and we've come the closest we've ever been to a national carbon price. So there's definitely room to celebrate. And then we're also going to look ahead for what's next for climate solutions. So we hope carbon pricing will be all nice, wrapped up in a bow after budget reconciliation, but what will come next? So we'll be looking at additional climate solutions to learn more about different technologies and projects and, you know, kind of the politics and legislation that's surrounding those other climate solutions. And then finally, we'll build on some grassroots skills. So we'll focus on some outreach strategies and some other skills that you need to be the amazing grassroots volunteers that you are. So we have a pretty packed schedule, as we usually do for our conferences. So this is a general look at our day on November 13th. So we have some breaks built in, but it is a busy day. So we'll get started at 1 p.m. Eastern time with an introduction from CCL's Executive Director, Mark Reynolds. And then we'll go into our keynote session with Dr. Ayanna Elizabeth Johnson. Then we'll hear from Vice President of Government Affairs, Danny Richter, who Amy was just talking about before. So he'll give us a legislative update and a little bit about lobby week and those primary and secondary asks. After Danny's legislative update, we'll have a plenary panel, which will be moderated by our strategy director, Tony Cerna. And this panel I'm really excited about. We're gonna have someone from the Yale Program on Climate Change Communication, someone from Project Drawdown Georgia, and also Climate Interactive. So they're the folks that have the En-ROADS simulation model. So those three speakers will be on a panel together with Tony. So that will be awesome at 2:15 Eastern time. And they'll be talking about, analyzing, communicating, and implementing different climate solutions. So that's starting to set us up for the rest of the day and for our first breakout session, which will dig a little bit deeper into some of the climate solutions that that panel will talk about. Then we have a break from 3:35 to 4 p.m. Eastern time, which this is the longest break of the day. So you're, welcome to go actually take a break and step away from your computer, grab a meal, whatever you need to do. Or we also give you the option to visit an action team fair. So this is like a virtual tabling event where CCL action teams will be on Zoom lines and you can go ahead and visit them to learn a little bit more about their action teams. Then our second breakout session, we're calling it Growing Our Power. So this is where we're focusing on some of those grassroots skills and outreach strategies. And then we'll close the day with a session with Mark Reynolds, CCL Executive Director, and Madeline Parra, CCL President, to talk a little bit about CCL's vision and strategy going forward. So our keynote speaker this year, we're very excited to welcome Dr. Ayanna Elizabeth Johnson. She's the co-editor of the best-selling book, All We Can Save, and she co-founded the All We Can Save Project, which promotes the leadership of women in solving the climate crisis. And her work includes the intersectionality of racial justice and climate change, pointing out that we can't address one issue without addressing the other. So Dr. Johnson will be having a discussion with Madeline Parra, CCL president, as our keynote session. So that those breakout sessions I mentioned before will focus on additional climate solutions. So I just wanted to put a few up here just so you can see some of the choices. So they'll all be going on at the same time from 3:05 to 3:35 p.m. Eastern. And you can just take a look. We have, something about methane, one about agriculture and soil health. So we have a few different choices for you during that time. And they will be recorded, so you will be able to catch them later on our YouTube channel. But CCL, we've been focusing so much on carbon pricing, so we want to learn about what will come next. What are these other technologies and projects that are underway that will help mitigate the effects of climate change? And, where will CCL fit into that picture? So then our second breakout section, which will be at 4 p.m. Eastern, these are our Growing Our Power sessions. So I just wanted to show you a few of those that we have. So we have some outreach strategy sessions. So we have one for BIPOC outreach, conservative outreach, and youth and higher ed outreach. And then we have some skills that we wanted you to gain a few more you know, strategies on for the rest of the year and going on into next year. So those include responding to opposition, how to give presentations, and onboarding new volunteers, since we have seen a swarm of new volunteers this year. A lot of people are jumping into action. And then we also have a session on social media, which will be really great because it focuses on kind of like quick, really effective action. So if you only have a little bit of time, there's some really cool things you can do on social media that are also easy for your friends and family to do as well. So our conference mainly is one day, just November 13th. That's the main day. But then we also have additional seminars that take place on Sunday, November 14th. And these seminars are longer and they go into more depth than our regular conference breakouts do. They all start at 1 p.m. Eastern and they vary in length from 1.5 to 2.5 hours. So you can see on the slide how long each one will be. And we have 5 choices this conference. We usually have 4, but we always have too many choices and we can't narrow it down. So you have 5 choices. The first one is a closer look at budget reconciliation. So this one's 2 hours long and will feature our DC staff explaining the ins and outs of budget reconciliation. Like Amy said, it's, you know, we're trying to keep up with what's going on because things are changing every day. So that one will be a very current session. Then we have what can we offer each other, a discussion among right and left-leaning CCLers. That one's 2 hours long as well. And that's presented by our Braver Angels Action Team. Then we have Opening Hearts and Minds with Evidence-Based Communication Techniques. That's 2 hours long and that focuses on motivational interviewing. And I know Tamara is helping with that one. So thank you, Tamara. Then we have Exploring Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, a look at our personal blueprint, which is 1.5 hours long and is led by Pamela Benson Owens, who was our monthly speaker from August for our CCL National Call. And then finally, we have CCL's Climate Advocate Training Workshop. So this is for newer volunteers or people who need a refresher to learn about CCL's method and vision, details on carbon pricing, and also the chance to participate in a mock lobby meeting exercise. So if you're new to CCL or you're planning to lobby, you know, what Amy was just talking about from November 15th to 19th, and you want a refresher on how a lobby meeting runs, I would definitely suggest going to this Climate Advocate Training. The mock lobby meeting is really fun. We get a little mentor who plays the member of Congress and you get a team together to make a plan and play out a fake lobby meeting. So that's really cool. And I'll just say that we are, we're not recording the Braver Angels one or the diversity, equity, and inclusion one. So if you were really looking to attend one of those, try to attend those live. The budget reconciliation one and the motivational interviewing and the climate advocate training workshop are recorded. So if you were kind of half and half on one and you can only watch one that's not recorded, I would definitely go to it live. When you register for the conference, you had the choice to choose a Sunday seminar. So you may not have remembered if you picked a Sunday seminar or not. You can still edit your registration. So you should have received an Eventbrite confirmation email when you registered for the conference. If you look on that email, it will say, edit my registration. So you can actually go back into Eventbrite and log in with that same email that you used and you can edit your registration just in case you change your mind on the seminar that you picked or maybe you didn't pick one at all. So if you have any trouble with that, you can always email me and I can help you. So my email, I could put that in the chat or Tamara if you want to. It's conference.inbox@citizensclimate.org. Any conference questions, you can email that inbox and I will help you out. So I know we just have a couple more things. We will be using Zoom for this conference. So just like we're on this call using Zoom, the conference will be using Zoom as well. So if you use the Zoom app, just be sure to update your app so that you have all the latest features and that it will work as smooth as possible. So you can do that from Zoom's website to either download the app if you don't have it already or if you need to update your app. And then the day of the conference, we'll be posting the meeting IDs and how you join the conference right on the conference website. So this is kind of a snapshot of what the page looks like. And next to each session, it will have a little button that says join. So the day of the conference, you'll be able to go to our website and just click join next to each session and it will open up your Zoom app or in the web browser. And I'll just remind you again, this is why it's really important to register for the conference, because we'll be sending reminder emails the week leading up to the conference, just with some of those tips and reminders about using Zoom and how to find each session. So we do like to create a little bit of buzz on social media around our conference and lobby day. So please don't forget to post about the conference on social media. We have our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter handles here. So don't forget to tag us so then we can see your posts and repost them. We really love to see your conference set up. Maybe you're out on the patio outside if it's a nice day. Maybe you're hanging out with your dogs, like some of these snapshots here. Maybe you're taking a screenshot of your favorite speaker. We love to see how you're enjoying the conference. So please go ahead and post and tag us, and you can use the hashtags for our conference, CCL 2021 and Grit and Gratitude. And then we also have some groups within CCL who are planning social events around the conference. You know, this is another virtual conference. This is our fourth virtual conference. I can't wait until we can go back in person in Washington, DC to lobby and just to be together through the conference, learning together and just catching up with each other. But, you know, we're doing the best we can virtually. And, some groups are meeting on Zoom just to get together and mingle. So all of these events will take place on Friday, November 12th. So that's the night before the conference. So the Conservative Caucus and the people of the global majority, those who identify as Black, Indigenous, or people of color, those two groups are meeting at 7 p.m. Eastern on Friday, November 12th. And then we also have students gathering on November 12th at 8 p.m. Eastern. So if you identify with one of these groups, you're certainly invited. We kindly ask if you're just an ally to these groups, if you could please, elect not to attend. These are meant to be safe spaces for these designated groups. So the Zoom information for these gatherings will also be on the program page on November 12th. So you can just join right there that day. And of course, if you have any questions at all about anything with the conference, please email the conference inbox and I will help you.
So with that, I want to say thank you very much for coming this evening. Again, if you have any conference questions, conference.inbox@citizensclimate.org, it will get you straight to Allison. If you have any other questions about lobby days, you can email Amy Bennett and I will put her email in the chat as well. That's amy.bennett@citizensclimate.org. And thank you so much for being here, everybody. I really appreciate your time. I hope this was helpful for you. And we look forward to seeing you at the conference.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Citizens Climate Lobby's training program. You can tune into more episodes anywhere podcasts are available. Inspired by what you heard today? Join Citizens Climate Lobby to advocate for bipartisan climate solutions. Go to community.citizensclimate.org to find more trainings, resources, your local chapter, national action teams, discussion forums, and more. Be sure to like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter and Instagram @CitizensClimate. We also invite all of our listeners to subscribe to our YouTube channel for more inspiration. And together, we are creating the political will for a livable world.